You shot me.
Yeah, Pat drew out the word on a wince. Sorry about that, kiddo. It was an accident. I was shooting at the mutants and your big butt got in my way.
Yeah, well, this is an accident too,
Parker snapped, turning his gun on her character.
Oh, come on,
Pat squawked, quickly moving her character behind the cover of some trees to avoid the rapid-fire spray of bullets.
It was an accident, she protested. Geez, I thought we were on the same side. You shot me first,
Parker pointed out, making his character rush after hers.
Friendly fire. You'll never make it out of the next level without me, Parker. Just...
A shriek from downstairs caught her ear, and Pat lowered her game controller and glanced toward the bedroom door.
Is Oksana watching TV or some...
She began, but stopped when the shriek ended, and the housekeeper began shouting,
Home invasion! Home invasion!
Crap! Dropping her game controller, Pat jumped up from the floor and rushed to the door. Once there, she hesitated, though, and then cracked it open to listen. A frown claimed her lips when she heard the deep rumble of an unfamiliar male voice below, and then silence. Reaching for her cell phone, Pat glanced around for Parker and scowled when she saw that her nephew hadn't moved. The 8-year-old boy was busily shooting her video game character while she was distracted.
Parker!
She whispered anxiously as she punched in 911 on her phone.
Stop that! We have a situation here. Didn't you hear Oksana yelling home invasion?
She always yells home invasion,
Parker said with a shrug.
Oksana forgets to close the front door after checking the mail, grabbing the newspaper, or sweeping the front porch. Everyone from neighbors to delivery guys have come in afraid something was wrong because the door is open. When they do, she shrieks home invasion every time. She even yelled home invasion when Mr. Purdy's cat came in yesterday. It's her thing.
Oh,
Pat breathed, relaxing a little. She didn't hit the call button on her phone, but she didn't delete the numbers she'd entered on the keypad either. Oksana still hadn't spoken again. Pat was debating whether she should call out and ask if everything was okay, or keep their presence in the house a secret and tiptoe to the end of the hall to get a look at who was in the entry, when she heard a soft whisper and then a deep male voice boomed.
Hello? Neighbor?
That's not a neighbor.
Pat jumped a good foot in the air when Parker spoke those solemn words right next to her. Clutching her chest, she briefly closed her eyes before letting out a slow breath and asking,
How do you know?
Because no one in the neighborhood has an accent like that. At least, I don't think anyone does,
he added with a frown. Pat hadn't noticed an accent. It had only been two words, for heaven's sake. How had he picked up an accent in two words? She gave her head a slight shake. The kid was just different. Super smart and different. Letting her hand drop from her chest, she said,
Well, could it be a new neighbor then?
I guess,
Parker agreed dubiously.
But,
Pat added, debating the matter aloud,
it's hard to imagine Oksana mistaking a neighbor for someone committing a home invasion.
Parker arched his eyebrows.
You heard the part about Mr. Purdy's cat, right?
Pat merely scowled and shifted her feet as she listened anxiously for Oksana to say something. When there was nothing but silence, she glanced at her phone and then hesitated. She didn't want to call the police, only to find out that it really was a new neighbor just checking on them. Sighing, she asked,
Do you have a phone in here?
Yeah, I got a cell phone for Christmas.
A cell phone?
She squawked.
You're like 8. Who the hell buys an 8-year-old a cell phone?
Mom and Dad,
he said with a grin.
Right,
she said with disgust, and then added,
Fine, then grab your cell phone and stay here. I'm going to go downstairs and see what's happening, but if I say, Spidey, come on down, lock your door, hide, and call 911, okay?
Spidey?
He asked, wincing slightly.
Seriously?
Pat rolled her eyes at the complaint.
If they know your name is Parker Peters, they'll just think it's a nickname. Get it? Parker Peters, Peter Parker, Spider-Man?
I got it before you explained it,
he said with derision.
But it's just so juvenile and lame.
Are you calling me lame? An hour ago, I was your favorite aunt, and now I'm lame? She asked with amazement.